Hello and welcome back to another episode of the Women's Strength Society show. Today we are going to talk about meal timing for body composition and health, like what impact does meal timing have actually on our physique and on our health. And last week we had a reel going viral like crazy where I was saying if you are looking soft and not toned, although you train, it might be a problem not of too much body fat, but because of meal timing, and people went nuts on it. A lot of women like opting in, joining us inside our free community because they want to learn more about it, but also some people saying that this is like complete bullshit and that the only thing that matters to change your physique is calories and macros. Yannick, what's your take on that?
It's not true. That's the take.
Period. Why is that?
Yeah, because the body is a bit more complex than just like how many calories you eat and how many calories you burn during the day. And you have ebbs and flows of, yeah, what's happening in your body according to your circadian rhythm. And chrononutrition is something that's been gaining momentum in the last few years in science. So it's the study of the effect of meal timing on the body. And yeah, it can be on health, but it can also be on performance and, of course, on body composition.
And was that always your opinion?
It wasn't always my opinion. I think I did not have like a very strong opinion about it. But more so I was thinking that what matters most is the calories. And so when I look back at my journey, what I learn are also in continuous education course, seminars, workshops, I actually came from the side of hormones are important and this is what's going to influence body comp and health. And there was very little attention paid to calories. And then it switched because I realized there was more to it than that. So I switched to the camp of calories are super important, and as long as you are hitting your calorie targets and your macros, then you're going to be fine. And now I'm right in the middle, because I think both are important, and it's not either or, it's like both have an impact on your body, on your health, on your performance, on your look, and both should be addressed if you want to make the most out of your nutrition. And one of the things that I read recently that I found like completely
mind-blowing,
fascinating, is that there's an up to 44% difference in how much calorie we burn if we eat in the morning or in the evening for the exact same amount of calories. So if you eat 500 calories in the morning, your body is going to use them differently than if you eat the same 500 calories in the evening. And the only difference is just the time of the day. Yeah. And this is something that...
it's quite a lot.
It's quite a lot. It's definitely quite a lot. And I found very, very interesting, but it also makes a lot of sense. Because obviously you are going to be more active during the day. Mm-hmm. You also have a higher need for energy. And in the evening and at night, then you are going to burn less energy because you are just staying still in your bed. Yeah. And like you still burn energy, but it's definitely way less than during the day.
Yeah. Yeah, and I mean, we see that all the time with clients, how the body weight, the body composition is changing when we're paying more attention to meal timing. Also food choices, but that's a topic for another episode. But changing up the meal timing, eating frequently, fueling the workouts makes a big change. So one little story about one client who gained a little bit of weight because it was like Easter holidays and she was like not tracking everything perfectly. So she ate a little bit more, or also like different things. She had also like a lot of stress at work, and she was not able to eat
early in the day. Yeah.
Breakfast. She was like very busy being in meetings, really not having the time. Like the meal was prepped, but she just hadn't had any time to eat stuff that was in the fridge. And so she skipped some meals and didn't fuel her workouts. And then I wrote her and told her like what to do. Maybe she can like implement some liquid calories to like just get some energy in earlier in the day instead of later. And she did that and just sent me a message like, hey, I stick to like the meal timing, having my regular meals, but then also snacks in between and having my intra workout fuel, some carbs. And the weight immediately dropped 800 gram on the scale because it just like lowered her stress levels.
Yeah, which is 1.5 pound.
Yeah, 1.5 pound.
Like, yeah, around 1.5 pound, a bit more.
Yeah, which is a lot. And we see that all the time. And I mean, body weight is like, this number is like not the only thing we are looking for. But we see also a lot of women freaking out when the scale is going up. And we also see a lot of our clients have a stress problem because they're like super busy, or they're moms of like 3 kids. They like need to handle everything. On top of that, they want to do something for themselves, get stronger, change their physique, improve their health, and so forth and so on. And so every time we see the meal structure being, how do you say that, being nailed or respected, yeah, that we provide, like having a very clear structure and respecting the timing of the meals, then we see that the body weight is dropping and stress is coming down. And it also gives you a bit more peace of mind, mm-hmm, when you see that happening, because you then realize like, it's not only about, I've not only like, my body weight didn't move up because I've gained body fat. It's just like water retention, stress, not the right meal timing, going into workout sessions and trying to really push hard, but then not being able to recover. And so when everything clicks and the meal timing is respected, we always see like the body weight dropping.
Yeah. And I think to go back to the reel that went viral and what people wrote underneath it, one thing that is important is it's not because you are going to eat before your training once that you are going to look way differently, but it's like the accumulation of always skipping meal or training in a fasted state that's going to have a negative impact on how your body works. But also on the flip side, it's going to be the positive effects that you can have from fueling your training properly. That's going to have a positive impact on the way you look, the way your body work, your health, and so forth and so on. Because if you fuel your workouts properly, then you're going to have more adaptation from the training. It's going to have a bigger impact on your metabolism, like on the metabolic sides of the training, is going to be just stronger, or have more impact. And when you do this over a long period of time, then it's going to add up and have a compounding effect. And this is what we are talking about. And we see a lot of women that come to us that are not overweight, and they just want to lose like 5, maybe 10 pounds. And like one part of it is a bit of body fat, but the other part is also making sure that kind of detail is going to be nailed, because it does have an influence on the way somebody looks.
Yeah. And I mean, the toned look comes from increasing muscle mass and reducing body fat. And you said already like one part, or like one problem to create this toned look is to reduce body fat for sure at like some point in the journey, reducing the body fat absolutely makes sense to improve the body composition. But then on the other hand, we also want to increase muscle mass. And if you're like constantly under fueling your training sessions or are like in a super stressed state.
Yeah, because your recovery is undermined because you're not eating at the right times.
That's exactly my point. That's exactly what I wanted to say. So that's why you can end up looking softer because you are actually not giving your body what it's needed to create the muscle mass that you need to create the toned look. So it's definitely a long game. It's not about eating once your breakfast, going into your training session, and then after coming out of the gym, you're looking toned. But really establishing the habit of putting a lot of attention on the nutrition around your workouts, because if you want to change your body, not only from a physical standpoint, but also like health, from a health standpoint, and if you want to get stronger and have a great performance in the gym, then supporting your workout like an athlete should be priority.
It was funny because some people ask for studies proving your point of your reel, and we found some studies that were very interesting, and on my end I found mostly stuff that was about health. And this is something that I wrote, and the coach who was tagged in your comments to quote unquote debunk your post, say like basically just said like it doesn't matter, and
we're not talking about that.
And my response was something along the lines of, hey, it is going to, like, skipping breakfast is going to increase risk of cardiovascular disease and all-cause mortality, which are pretty big since cardiovascular disease are the number one killers in the world. And I think it was 21% and 32%, so it's quite significant. And I was like, hey, this is going to be increased if you skip breakfast. If you skip breakfast over time, repeatedly, you have more risk of being overweight and obesity. And I was like, hey, but we are not even talking about that. And the guy was like, yeah, that's right. We are not talking about that. And I was like, are you crazy? Like, of course, this is something that we want to pay attention to. And it matters, like, for me, as much as just the way you look and what are the best strategies to look good in a bikini or that kind of stuff.
And it also has, like, a carryover effect. I mean, being in like great health and not like constantly suffering from illness or struggling with your health will have an impact on how your body looks.
Yeah, absolutely.
Or your ability to then also keep going with training. And one thing that I also mentioned in the comment section was, hey, because so many women are skipping the nutrition, like pre-workout fuel, stuff like that, they are developing higher stress and then also cravings later in the day.
Yeah.
And they feel like, I am not disciplined enough, I need more willpower, and why can't I keep up with this? And it's so often just an underfueled workout session that is giving them a lot of cravings later in the day.
Absolutely. And this is also like what leads to a worse body composition and hormonal issues and poor recovery and worse performance, is because then if you don't eat early in the day and or you don't fuel your workouts properly, you are going to have an increase in stress hormone, like you said. But then it also means that you are going to eat more calories later on in the day when your body is not able to use them as well as early on.
Plus,
and Plus,
you are in a stressed state, and so if you're eating in a stressed state, you wanted to say that?
Yeah, it's exactly what I was going to say. So when you are eating most of your calories, it's the time where your body is not really able to use them properly, and instead of having those calories end up in your muscles as glycogen reserve, for example, that you can use later on again for your workouts, then they are more likely to be stored as fat because your cells are just not as sensitive to the calories that you are going to eat.
Yeah.
And this is something that we've seen also in the studies that we dug up. One was an pre-diabetic male, and regardless of weight loss, having most of their calories in the early part of the day, I think it was on time restricted eating, so they ate like from 8 in the morning until noon or 2 p.m. and then they fasted in the second part of the day and in the night, and they had reduction, they had like better insulin sensitivity, reduction of oxidative stress, and better, yeah, biomarkers of diabetes, in comparison to the people that did not fast in the second part of the day, so mm-hmm. And had most of the calories in the second part of the day. So I think this is something that really matters also for health reasons. And one of the study that I found that were like mind blowing, it was in university students, and in 28 countries, and it was like almost 22,000 people that were asked, do you have breakfast, or like how often do you have breakfast? It was either like never, sometimes, most days, and this is not like causation, but they saw that people who skip breakfast were most likely also to drink binge on the weekend, to smoke, to eat more fast food, it was associated with 15 health risk behaviors, but it was also like more risk of being overweight and obesity, more depression, more anxiety, more mental health problem, poorer academic performance, and also more societal thought. And it doesn't mean that if you skip breakfast you are going to have those, like, again, it's like it's not causation, it's correlation, but from a mechanistical point of view, it absolutely makes sense that doing this over a long period of time could lead potentially to that kind of stuff, and to have like a direct causation between skipping breakfast, not having a lot of calories early in the day, and then having all of the drawbacks if you eat more calories later on.
Yeah, and I mean, we are working with women who are mostly in their like 30s and 40s, and most of them are doing what they are doing for 10, 15, sometimes like 20 years.
Yeah.
And this is like not eating breakfast because they don't feel hungry in the morning, or not eating before going to the gym because it's like not that nice on the stomach, or like too heavy, and so they feel better like going into the gym not having something.
Mm.
And yeah, this is like this long-term effect on not having breakfast or not eating in the morning or not fueling your workouts does have a big impact.
Yeah, it does. And like what we've seen also in the last few years is the rise in popularity of intermittent fasting, and a lot of women who are doing this to try and get better results. And at the beginning it might be working because you do have almost automatically a calorie reduction effect, because it's harder to eat a lot of calories if you only eat like during 8 hours of your day or 6 hours. But then at some point it backfires, and like that's what you said before, if you wait longer before you eat something, then you are most likely to have cravings. but you're also down regulating some metabolic processes that are super important. One of them is the ability to transport oxygen in your body. If you don't have calories early on in your day, especially carbs, then you are not going to be able to transport oxygen as well in your body, which you need to burn the calories and to have energy to just like live your life. And if you just keep doing this over month and month and years on end, then you have kind of a down regulation of your metabolic rate. And this is not something that's going to be helpful when you want to go on a fat loss phase, for example, because then you are very restricted with the amount of calories that you could eat, and it gets super difficult to achieve that. And then on the other side, it's also like, since you eat more calories in the later part of the day, then you are more likely to not be hungry in the morning, because your stomach and your gut is still full. Whereas if you try to eat as soon as you wake up or within 1 hour of waking up, and then regularly have your meals and snacks, and then try to have like more time between your dinner and your the time you go to bed, then obviously you are going to be less full. Your digestion is going to be better because your gut has had time to process the food, but also to relax, exactly. And then when you wake up, it's way easier, or it's much more likely that you're going to feel a bit of hunger and appetite to eat something, which is actually the way it should be. Because when you sleep, the energy reserve in your liver is going to go down because it has to work to provide the energy you need when you are asleep and you are still burning energy, because otherwise you die, basically, if you don't have that kind of energy. So when you wake up, your reserves are not full and you have to fill them up. Yeah, so that's that.
Yeah, so when I started my fitness journey, I wasn't like paying attention to all of that. I was like just jumping from one fat diet to the next in the hope that my body will transform. It did not. So I lost some weight very fast. I gained everything back, and I was like not creating a different shape. So I was not going successfully through a fat loss phase, then a reverse diet, and then through a building phase to really put on muscle mass. And I definitely wasn't focusing on eating regularly. I was living alone. I was a student at that time, and I hate cooking. I don't like being in the kitchen. And so I was kind of like, in the morning it was easy, you know, you wake up and you have immediately something to do, and so you're distracted. Then you get your coffee, and so you're not hungry, and you reach that point where you really don't feel hungry.
Yeah, and that's because, if I may jump in, it's because, one, when you wake up, your cortisol level is higher, and coffee is also something that's going to stimulate the production of stress hormone. I don't like to call them that, but catecholamine and that kind of stuff, which acts hunger suppressant. So it means you are going to have less hunger.
Yeah. And then for lunch, I would have a salad with some chicken or tuna, you know, because no carbs, and we want to keep it low carb, eat something healthy, quote unquote healthy and balanced. And then I came home in the evening, you know, and everything is like, the day is over. You kind of, you want to relax, you calm down, and then you realize that you're actually fucking hungry. Yeah. And then you start to like snack on something, because you're like, okay, I would just get a little snack and stay consistent and disciplined. But then it's just like over.
It's not possible to stop.
No, it's not possible to stop, and you're like just binging on stuff you normally wouldn't binge on or eat. So this is what happened to me. And then I came to like calorie counting, then I came to macro counting. So it was really a step-by-step process to get there, that I'm nailing also my meal timing. So if you're listening to us and you think like, whoa, this is like super duper overwhelming, like I have to pay attention to so many things, and I don't know where to start. We have put together a course, which is very like short, 6-week course, It's called Eat to Look Toned, and it teaches you basically how to structure your meals, what, when, and how much to eat on maintenance calories, to really build that foundation and build that structure. Because only if you have that, and only if you establish that, then you can go on and go through a fat loss phase or a building phase. I mean, you can do it anyway. You can also do it without going through this course, for sure. But this is what we teach our clients, and we see better results going through fat loss and building phases when the foundation is
laid.
Set.
And it's not just like better results, it's also much more adherence. So it's way easier for people to then stick to the macros and the calories, and it's way easier for their mindset, because then they have like a feeling of success and winning the game of trying to hit those macros, and they have a very good grasp on it. So it's very nice to see.
Yeah.
One last thing, I think, before we wrap it up, that I wanted to say, when we came together, we had a tradition. It was the pre-bed snack. I don't know if you recall that.
Yeah.
And we used to eat like a big bowl of cereals.
Yes.
And I think like we were both at our heaviest in the first month of our relationship, because like now that I know what I know, I'm quite confident in saying that it was one of the reasons that we were kind of chubby at that time.
And cute and chubby
chubby and in love. And it really changed when you started working with Jake, because he had like very, very clear instruction as to what to eat when.
Yeah, it was such a game changer. Because it took away so much confusion for me. I had finally, so many people are shitting on meal plans, and I get it. You want to teach your clients to be more flexible. But if someone comes to me and is like super confused and has some old strange eating behaviors that we need to break through, like fear of carbs or something, then giving someone a structure or putting a meal plan or like a meal structure together for this person is such a game changer, because then the person sees like, okay, it's actually good for me to eat that often. It's okay to have my carbs for breakfast, for lunch, and for dinner, and even like have snacks in between my meals. And for me, it was such a game changer to work with Jay Carter. Because he gave me a meal plan and I had to eat. I've really stick to that for like 12 weeks, and it changed completely how my body's functioning, my hormonal balance, but also food cravings that I had, because I was never like satisfied after a meal. And so this was like gone, and I also finally lost some weight in a sustainable way, and this was really the kickstart for everything else what came after that.
Yeah, it was so all macros to every meal.
Yeah,
like I was saying before.
Yeah. And today we're teaching that exactly that our clients, and also as I said in the course, Eat to Look Toned. I have one last question, because I think this is something that comes up quite often when we talk about this topic. Actually, two things. I know you already said something about that, but there are a lot of women who are not hungry in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what can they do? And second, women that are like getting up, going straight to the gym before work, so training very, very early in the morning. Mm-hmm. Like, what are your most common tips that you are giving
so
our clients?
So for the breakfast and being hungry in the morning, there are a few things. First one is to make sure that you don't have coffee before you eat something solid. So before eating something solid, then just drink water. That's the first one. Then the second one is split up your breakfast so that you start to eat something and just develop that habit, but without like having to feel stuffed. And like eat throughout the morning up until your lunch, like one, two, or three small portions, so that you just get the habit going, and that you also have a physiological effect of having calories into your system early in the day, because then it's going to change also the way you have hunger later on in the day, and it's going to be easier to eat less in the second half of the day. And then the other thing that's super important is really try to not eat anything 3 hours before going to bed, and making sure that your dinner is going to be quite light. And I think that's the biggest part of it. So if you are not hungry in the morning, then make sure that you have more time between your dinner and when you go to bed, and that your dinner is something that is quite light. And then within a few days, it goes quite rapidly. Within a few days, then you are going to feel a bit more hungry in the morning. So do this. What was the second question?
If someone is really training early in the morning, I know 5 a.m. in the morning, she's getting up, she's getting dressed, straight to the gym, shower, and then to work.
Yeah.
What is this person doing? What are the options?
Yeah. So first one would be, for example, I always prefer solid food for some reason. So I would say like a banana and a few nuts, something like a bit of carbs, a bit of fat, something that just give you some kind of energy. That would be one thing
that you can also do. Also not too heavy on the stomach.
Too heavy on the stomach, and definitely not too much fat. So one thing that could work is also like a few toast with jam on it. Because this is something that's very easily digestible and it's not complicated to eat. Like, this is something you can eat on the go. So that would be one. The other one would be to have a shake with a bit of protein powder and some fruit mix in it, and or some carbs. And then definitely during the training, have some essential amino acids and maltodextrin or some kind of carbs. There are a lot of powder that you can buy for endurance athletes. They have carbs, but they also have electrolyte in them. So that could be a very nice option to have with the essential amino acid, just to make sure that you are not too catabolic during your training, and then directly after your training have breakfast. And it's still not the best, still not optimal. I'd prefer to have some breakfast, some proper breakfast before training. But this would be like
the next best option.
Yeah, the next best option.
Yeah. Cool. I hope that helps.
Leave us something in the comments. If you eat something in the morning, if you don't eat something in the morning, what's your opinion or your experience with that? And if this was helpful, then please subscribe to the podcast. Share it with someone who never have breakfast. Please.
Sharing is caring.
Yeah, it's going to be super helpful also for the health. I think that's one of the most important points. Like, looking great is awesome, but
being healthy
is
awesomer.
Yeah. That was a nice one. And the last word of this podcast. Talk to you next time.
Bye-bye.